I'm Diane Roberts. As the world surpasses 960,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. This as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. The government's chief medical advisor said Monday, if the spread of COVID-19 in Britain continues on its current trajectory, direct deaths from the virus will continue to rise potentially exponentially, meaning, he said, quote, doubling and doubling and doubling again, and you can quickly move from really quite small numbers to really very large numbers, end quote. Prime Minister Johnson is due to speak Tuesday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country except in second wave hotspot Auckland as the number of new infections slowed to a trickle. Some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people, but the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could be lifted, Ardern said. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million people, appeared to have halted community transmission of COVID-19 earlier this year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. For more on these and other stories, read all about it on voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House, has been arrested at the New York-Canada border, three law enforcement officials told the Associated Press Sunday. The letter had been intercepted earlier in the week. The woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at a border crossing near Buffalo and is expected to face federal charges, the officials said. The letter appeared to have originated in Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have said. The political battle in the United States is being quickly joined over replacing the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Almost immediately after her death was announced Friday, Republicans and Democrats were staking their positions on what happens next and collecting lots of campaign donations for the struggle ahead. European stock markets nosedived Monday as investors fretted over mounting fears of a second coronavirus wave and tighter government restrictions to combat the killer disease, notably in Spain. London's benchmark FTSE 100 index tumbled 3.3% in late morning deals. In the midday Eurozone trading, the Frankfurt and Paris indices each shed 3.3%. Madrid reversed 3.5% and Milan dropped 3.3%. Russia sees minimal chances of extending the new START treaty with the United States, the last major nuclear arms pact between the two countries, because it does not accept conditions set out by Washington, Russia's deputy foreign minister was quoted as saying Monday. His comments came after the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Arms Control told a Russian newspaper Moscow must accept a joint agreement with the U.S. on extending the treaty before the presidential election in November. Film agencies in Israel and the United Arab Emirates have announced an agreement to collaborate on television productions, the latest developments to follow a U.S. brokered deal between the countries to normalize relations. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Abu Dhabi Film Commission says it has reached an understanding with the Israeli Film Fund and a Jerusalem film school, seeking to strengthen commercial ties for television co-production and joint film festivals. The film agencies are hailing the agreement as a way to deepen cultural understanding between the countries. The deals reflect a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about archenemy Iran have overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians, who fiercely oppose normalization amid their efforts to have their own independent state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Succession has taken its turn at the top. The HBO series won Best Television Drama Series at the Emmy Awards Sunday night for its second season. It was the fourth Emmy of the night for the show. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.